Thank you, Father, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Lord, thank you for the feast we've already been in this morning. God, thank you again for the abundance, Lord, of your grace and the abundance of your love, the presence of your Son, because we are gathered in his name. And Lord, it's all in that name. All power is given in that name. Lord, help us delight in the name of Jesus the more this morning. Lord, continue to pour forth all of him to us. Lord, by your Spirit, let us take it in. Let us grow up fully, Lord, to the measure and the stature and the fullness of you. Oh, hallelujah, to the perfect man, readied for the bridegroom. We thank you for that assurance. We know it is your work. We thank you for all that grace in Jesus' name. Amen. God willing, let's open our Bibles here to Genesis 25 this morning. And we're thankful to God. We know that the birthright, brothers and sisters, the birthright is given. It's given. But the blessing must be apprehended. And we will see that in the life here of Jacob. The birthright is given, but the blessing must be apprehended. Reading from verse 27 of Genesis 25. It says, "And Jacob and Esau grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Jacob sawed pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, 'Feed me, I pray thee, with some of that red pottage, for I'm faint.' Therefore was his name called Edom. Jacob said, 'Sell me this day thy birthright.' And Esau said, 'Behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall the birthright be to me?' Jacob said, 'Swear to me this day,' and he sware unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright." Jacob is known as the supplanter, the supplanter. He took the place of that which belonged to another. And I thank the Lord that the last man, Adam, our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he took the place. He supplanted the first man, Adam. And brothers and sisters, in that, praise be to God, it is all in the new man. Jacob is the choice of God. Jacob is the choice of God. And it says in the Word of God, "Jacob, whom I loved." And I can say the same for us. Us is the choice of God. Oh, yes, it is. We are the choice of God and us whom he loved. And I thank God for that. And know this, brothers and sisters, Jacob did not buy his birthright. Jacob got his birthright because God ordained Jacob to have it. No one was going to have that birthright but Jacob. That was it. "Whom he foreknew, he did predestinate." Done. The word of God isn't changing. And I thank the Lord, hallelujah, God ordained you to have it. Yes, he did. God ordained you to have it. God loved you. And I thank the Lord in God ordaining it for us, praise the Lord, that means he chose us. But I thank God, just as in this story, in this encouragement of Jacob, this precious birthright was just the beginning, because to God, it was all about the blessing. Now turn on over to Genesis 27. Let's begin reading from verse 21, and now we're going to talk about the blessing. "And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, 'My son.' And he said unto him, 'Behold, here I am.' And he said, 'Behold, now I am old, and I know that not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons and quiver and thy bow. Go out to the field and take me some venison. Make me some savory meat, such as I love. Bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may be blessed before I die.' Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt the venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee there before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, according to that which I command thee. Isn't that wonderful how grace commands? Grace commands. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, all this that was ready to be given to Jacob, grace had the urgency. Grace was telling him, you listen to me. Go now to the flock. Don't wait. You don't have time. Fetch me from thence 2 good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loves. Thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat it, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother, he's a hairy man. I'm a smooth man. See how the doubt jumped in right away? My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. Oh, you're too good for this, Jacob, huh? You don't want to go in this way? Grace's way. He said, I shall be unto him a deceiver and shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice. Only obey my voice. Go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made him savory meat, such as his father loved. Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon his smooth neck. And she gave the savory meat and bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. She did it all, didn't she? It was her idea. She prepared it all. She got him all suited. Go. He didn't have to do a thing but go. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? Jacob said unto his father, I'm Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to thou hast bade me. Arise, I pray thee, sit, eat my venison, that thy soul may bless thee. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? Boy, grace can move at a fast pace, can it? Oh, yes, it can. Don't doubt it. And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Oh, yes, the Lord did. Was Jacob lying? No, he wasn't lying. Not with what we know in the end of this story. Oh, what self-righteousness can prevent you from. You better get this story. We don't have much time not to. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. Jacob went in near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of my Esau. And he discovered him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. I guess grace worked. Think of that. And he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, and my soul bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought the wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now and kiss me, my son. Oh, there was even more there. It wasn't just a blessing, it was even a kiss. And he came near and he kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment. Blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. See, the Lord had already blessed him. It was done. He already smelt like it before he ever got there. Oh, what grace can do. Therefore God give thee of the dew of the heaven, of the fatness of the earth, of the plenty of the corn and the wine. Now keep listening. Let people serve thee. Nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over what? Thy brethren. And let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that blesses thee. Do you see it? I pray you really see this. See, the birthright, brothers and sisters, is ours. The blessing is ours. But the difference is, the blessing, you have to go in and take it. You got to go in. You got to possess it. You have to be able. See, Joshua even said this. Joshua was giving out the wonderful promises of God to the different tribes. He was giving them their land and their territory. And they all came in there and said, well, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. And Joshua said, well, it sure is, but can you describe it to me? Can you tell me about what's yours? And they were like, we knew we were supposed to get. He said, it don't work that way. You go out there and you walk in that land that's yours. It's yours. It's absolutely yours. But until you can walk in it, until you dwell in it, until you can come back here and describe it, it's not truly yours. Even Abraham, in Deuteronomy 11:24, Abraham, that Abrahamic covenant, that promise of God to him, all of that land that was given to him, it was given. But the Lord says in Deuteronomy 11:24, it's every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. Abraham was given it, but he still had to go walk it. He still had to possess it. He still had to dwell in it. It wasn't just by saying, oh, that's mine. It was by actually living the promise, enjoying it, understanding it, and knowing it. Every place your foot shall tread. See, the proof of loving God's promises, first of all, is knowing them. Second of all, is taking them. And last of all, just dwell and walk only in it. And it's the same. It's the same for Jacob here. He had to go in and take it. And he had to go in and take it no matter the cost. That's right. No matter what the cost was, no matter what the embarrassment or whatever it was, he had to go in there to get it. And here we are. I think about it. And what God has given us, what God has ordained for us, chosen for us. All right? See, we know that Jacob was in that line, and it wasn't going to be Esau. It wasn't going to be Fred, Barney, whoever it was. It was Jacob. Jacob was going to inherit. Wasn't going to be anybody else. There was no doubt. It's the word of God. He ordained it for him. And we know, as we've been studying in Ephesians, and you know this, you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He's blessed you with everything. He's blessed you with even more than Jacob got. And that's the truth. We have a better thing than the Old Testament full overcomers. It tells us that in Hebrews 11. It assures us that we have a better thing. We have exceeding and we have greater. We have better promises. It's not to compare it. It's just what the word of God says. It says that they can't even be made perfect without us. See, I do believe the word of God. People tell you all these different things and, oh, how smart we are and how much of this technology and we don't need the word of God. You need the word of God like you've never needed it before. And you really do. And if you want to be encouraged in the Lord and you want to be strengthened in the Lord and you want to grow up in the Lord, this is the message and this is the only message that's going to grow you up. It is. This is it. This is the full maturity message in Christ. I want to be ready for this. I want to go in just like Jacob took all that he could get. I want to go in and take everything that God has ordained for me. And what is that? Well, it says that we are to be glorified together with him. Glorified together with him. Exalted to the same glory. It says that we have been called and ordained to rule and to reign jointly with Jesus Christ. Forever. Forever. Jointly with him. That nothing would be withheld. That's what his is mine and what's mine is his. And we enjoy it forever and ever and ever. But it's the same thing. We must go in and take it. And you take it by faith. You take it by faith. You don't take it any other way. It's that instruction of the grace of God. You go in now. You go in now. It's yours. Go take it. No matter the cost. No matter the cost. Now, let's go on in this. The only way Jacob was going in there, and we know this, was grace. It was the only way. Because he wasn't going in there. He had the birthright. He thought he was just blessed with it. All of the blessings of the birthright. And he was. But he thought he could just kind of coast. He didn't even understand. He didn't know what needed to happen. Grace did. What do you mean Grace did? Rebecca. Rebecca is Mama Grace. And Mama Grace said, listen to my words. You better wake up. All the excuses that he came back with, they're on me. They're on Grace. Now do only what I say. You got to quit looking at yourself. You got to quit looking at the situation. You got to quit looking at the circumstance. I'm putting you in this tomorrow. You want the blessing or not? Well, you better go in there and dress like a harlot and stay at the gate and sleep with your father-in-law and have a child, or you're out of the line. That's the word of God, by the way, if you don't know the story. You think, how horrific. No, I think, how beautiful. That's how people attain God's best. They get over themselves. They get over what does really religious look like. Let me tell you what it looks like. It looks like the castaway woman at the well. It looks like the prostitute at the feet of Jesus that's breaking out the alabaster box, that's pouring it all over him, that all of the critics, all of the truly the people of God are looking and saying, oh, how could you do that? You're awful. How, Jesus, how could you even let her touch you? He finally came too because she was bringing him so much ecstasy at his feet. He was in a whole different place with her. Do you remember the sermon from a week ago? Who touched me? I'm feeling fire like I never felt before. I don't even understand what touched me here. Awaken to what the word of God is. I could take you further into that word, who touched me. You know what it is? It's sexual intimacy is what that really means. It does, naturally speaking. Not trying to get odd. I just want you to wake up, and that's the word of his grace. He's trying to relate this to us as even humans to understand what he was talking about. This is the Lord. Can he get a hold of your heart, or you're just going to sit there so rigid and so locked up and, well, this is my life, or that doesn't seem like it's very important? You're going to miss this. You don't want to miss this. I assure you, you don't. I don't want to miss this. It's right there for me to have, and grace is saying, get in there and get in there now. Mama Grace, that's the only way you're going to apprehend this. Grace encouraged Jacob to go get that double portion. All of God's children have the birthright. Oh, yes, they do. But you have to know it and know its value and value it and take the grace and go get the full blessing of it. And see, grace, here's grace. Grace is coming out this morning. This is the word of his grace. And grace is assuring you. See, that's what assures you is grace. It's not because I'm excited about it, but how could I not be excited about grace that's assuring me that I have this? And then grace not only assures me, grace assures, and then it actually moves me. And it moves me in his love. He loves me like that. He wants me to take it. He doesn't want me to delay. He wants me just as I am. But Jacob was hesitant. We're all hesitant. We all stop and go and stop and go. And we need to fully go. We got to break free. See, going in there, he thought, deceiving my father, that's not right. It shouldn't work that way. And then it's like, well, that's not me. Huh. Grace said to him, let me tell you something. That's every bit of you. Are you getting this? But for the grace of God, do you realize in your flesh is every bit of sin? Every bit of sin. Don't ever tell God you would never do that. You would. You don't know where you might be. You don't know where you might be later today. And I mean it. Know who you are but for God. I thank God for this grace. And that grace, his mom said truly to him, you're every bit of that, you're even more. Now you get in there. And you get in there with those skins. You get in there with what Christ Jesus has been made for you. And if you're going to go in there at all, you're going in that way. See, so many people, truly, so many people, and don't be one of them, and God forbid I be one of them, that knows this message and all about it and all the wonders of it, but they don't want to go in that way. There's still something about me that has to go in there. You want to get into the Holy of Holies? There's four pillars at that last place. You're going to get in there in complete weakness. You're going to realize you have no shred of decency. You have no shred of merit. You have no shred of nothing that you ever deserve to get in there but for the mercy and the grace of God. You go in there praising him for one thing, what he finished on the cross and what was in Christ before he ever set a star in heaven. And oh my, as I've been just clicking up my heels, that rib was right in Adam from beginning. It was always there, but there was a perfect time it was going to come out and be given back to him as his bride. Mm. Now, it's not going to be by might or by merit or by your goodness. You're going in there one way and you're going in there with mercy. And you can't lose. You go in there with mercy, you're a winner. You go in, you try to get in there with anything else, you ain't going in there. You're in there with mercy. And all you want is the more mercy. See, there will be no blessing. There will be no blessing without the lowliness of Christ and what he was made for us, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you this, and you know it. It's going to be the way you're going to go in there is the way you never wanted. Our lives as Christians oftentimes, aren't you an embarrassment to yourself? I mean, really, and I'm talking about nobody even knows how embarrassing you are. There might be some that have an idea, and they'll let you know, and those are the self-righteous ones. I'm thankful for you. I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful that we're yielding and enjoying and truly praising him for nothing but grace in our lives. This is what he's working in here. This is what he's doing. We've heard this for years. This has been preached from this pulpit for decade upon decade upon decade. The grace of God that is with us. But now, by the grace of God, it works effectually in them that believe. They're a big cut. There's been cuts all the time, and I see the cuts coming on. I've seen them the last few years. There were still those things that were more dear to my life than truly the word of his grace. There were things that were still a little bit more dear to me than truly being amongst those people that only hear Paul's gospel. You got to face it. I love you in the truth. That's how I love you. And that's how you want your pastor to love you. And I'd rather receive the wounds of a friend than the kisses of an enemy. Amen? You're going to go in there one way, and that's a way that's going to bring out things about you that you never even wanted to see. But that's who always gets the blessing. You'll see that pattern over and over in the Word of God. It was always the one-off. It was always the forgotten. It was always the one that, no, that one shouldn't get it. And God always says, well, that's my man. That's my woman. There's a few that get it in here today. I thank God. The Word of God assures us it's His vessels of mercy that receive and are clothed with all the riches of His glory. All of them. The vessel of mercy. And you hear that in here, and I haven't told it to you enough. I have not repeated it to myself enough. God, help it just to be the banner over us, which is love. Is that mercy? Praise God. See, for Rebecca, and that's the same thing for grace, it's all about the glory. It's all about the glory. Grace brings about the full glory. And grace wants one thing. It wants the manifestation of full glory to be revealed in you. In you. Yes. See, it needs to be revealed to us in instruction. But the way that this happens is it goes from instruction to reality. And then it's not just revealed to us. It's revealed in us. And in due time, the Word of God says, He shall reveal His glory in you. Amen. Do you know, though, the glory that is in you? Do you? Do you believe the glory that He's put in you? Is the fullness of the gospel of Christ, is there anything more glorious, Brother Joe, than the bridal message? Huh, Ian? Linda? Bob? That's why we're here. John, Michelle, that's why we're here. I ain't here for anything else. Because there's nothing that can compare to the bridal message. And the bridal message is the fullness of glory. And I'm with a bunch of saints here today. You've got it. I can let the Holy Ghost connect the dots for me. Well, that must mean you got the fullness of His glory in you. Well, that's awful bright then. So we're not talking the moon reflection, are we, Izzy? We're talking the very sun glory. Mm-hmm. Now, brothers and sisters, here we are now. We better be in agreement with this grace, don't you think? Huh? What do you think the benefits coming to us, the ruling and reigning, the glorified together with Him? Oh, to be with our beloved bridegroom, we know that. But I'm telling you what, I'm going to take all His benefits. Oh my, oh, you know, brethren bowing down, oh, you shouldn't say that. What was happening to John all the time he was being taken up there in heaven? John couldn't help himself but bow himself down to that brother over and over and over and over. That company of Philadelphia, it says that they're going to bow down before her. They're going to do it. And the reason is because she's with Him. See, he receives all the worship, but He's so in love. He don't want it all to Himself. He's going to share it with His wife. When He said everything, He meant everything. And that can get you to do this or whatever, but there again, see, that's that unbelief. What does the Word of God say? I don't want to disagree with the Word of God. I want to be in agreement with grace. Jacob listened to grace, didn't he? Yeah, he did. I thank the Lord He didn't take too long contemplating. Took two times. Grace assured Him that second time, I've taken it all for you. Every curse, every embarrassment, anything that transpires in this, I got it covered. Our run all the way along, all of our mistakes, all of our downsetting, grace has got it covered. Oh no, not yet. You going in there? You going in there? You going in there? Come on. You going in there? I mean it. I'm going in. Brother, let's go. Thank you again for this encouragement. In Jesus' name, we've been praising you all this morning. Lord, may it never cease. May your praise never leave our lips. May the joy of the Lord never leave being our strength. Lord, may your name be the name above every household. God, in everything that we do and everything that we say, Lord, there be no power, no power that can stand against it. And Lord, thank you again for this morning. And oh, what a glorious morning it's going to be. In Jesus' name we pray, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And I mean it, saints. You ready to go? Well, come on down and let's tell him and thank him we're ready to go. Go ahead, sister.